You know, most people don't know they're in Babylon. Most people don't know they're in rebellion. Most people don't even know they're in the cube, the 666 flesh mind cube, because that's all they've known their whole life. They were born in it. And I would have still been in it. Well, not really, because I was asking God. I said, something ain't right. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to sit here till I get an answer. Please, what's going on? And I can't even believe how different my perspective is in this life now. And I can see the agents. I can see the ones always trying to get information, always trying to project some kind of fake reality onto you and false identity and all that, because they don't understand you, because you're not from here. You're not like them. You're not like them. And they don't understand you. When you see this, when you see the other side, I'm talking about the Shekinah glory, it changes you. You're no longer from here. You no longer have the views that everybody else has. I don't care about basketball, football, Super Bowl. I don't care about your image. I don't care about your title. Is your heart right? I don't care how much money you got, how poor, pathetic you are. I don't care. Is your heart right? And it's really none of my business. But if you're trying to get in my world, I'm going to test your heart. I'm going to try the spirits. Most people think they're saved, but they sound like the world. Let me ask you a question. Saints and wannabe saints and fakers, and you got the world. Before you got saved, you're in the world. What'd you do? You went out there, you went bar hopping, drinking, smoking, partying, and you talked like the world, cursing and lying and acting like the world. Now, what happens when you get saved? Stuff starts to go away. You're drinking. You don't need drinking anymore, because that was just a... Why do they call them wine and spirits? Because it's a fake spirituality. When you get saved, you don't need drinking anymore. When you get saved, you don't need any kind of addiction anymore. When you get saved, your mouth should become more clean. Why are you cursing like the world does? Because you never got saved. You never got born again. If everything out of your mouth is a curse word, you're not born again. You saw what happened at the cross. The disciples stood far off. They weren't even filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on. So they were believers, but they hadn't even received the Holy Spirit yet. And so they stood afar off, and some little girl says, "You're just like them." And what did he start saying? Curse words to try to make them think that he wasn't like them. He started saying curse words because he wanted to pretend to be like he was scared that they would hang him and cut his head off. And so he started saying curse words. And that was before he even got filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on, people. Y'all people are stupid. You think you can fool a truly born-again person? If you're acting like the world, that means you're of the world. If you're continually in the world, acting like the world, and you're not separate from it, then come on. Birds of a feather flock together. We know what you are. We know what you are. You don't know what you are. That's the sad part. You think you're going to get to heaven? And you look just like the world. Maybe on your deathbed, you get saved on your deathbed. But if you act and think and smell and taste and look and behave and talk like the world, then you're of the world. The worldlings talk like the worlding. The worldlings talk like the worldlings. Every born-again Christian I know in the real world and in church, I didn't see them cursing every day. I didn't see them using deep curse words. Something wrong, y'all. I don't care who I'm talking to. You need to get saved. If you act and think and smell like the world, it's because you're of the world. I don't care if my mom's listening or my dad or my sister or my brother. I don't care who's listening. You need to get saved because this hell is hot. You got this fire blanket. You got this blanket you put over to protect you from hell. That you put on either a works base. When did you get saved? When did you get saved? What year? How old were you? How old were you when you got born again? How old were you? Was it 14? Was it 18? Was it 20? Was it 24? Was it 30? Was it 35? Was it 40? Notice I went above 14. When did you see your sin? When did you see your sin? When did you see how wretched and awful and how bad you stink to the high heaven? When did you see how the stench out of your evil heart, how bad it stinks to God? When did you see that? When did you fall down on your face and say, Lord, save me, I deserve hell? When did that happen? When did it happen? That would happen when I was five years old. I was 5 years old. I've always been in church. But you know how funny that is to a born again? A person who's really saved, born again, spirit filled. You know how funny that is? I've always been saved. I've always gone to church. My family was saved. I've always believed. Oh, you've always believed? Really? That's such a